Macmillan Audio presents Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney. Read for you by Richard Armitage and Tuppence Middleton. Happily married. If all we need is love, why do we always want more? I dial her number. Again. Finally, she answers.
I'm on my way. Almost there.
My wife says, without me having to ask. I can hear that she is driving, so she is heading home. But almost there sounds like a lie. She has a habit of stretching the truth into something more agreeable these days. You said you would be here, I reply, sounding like a petulant child instead of a grown man. This is important to me.
I know, I'm sorry, I'll be there soon, promise. I picked up fish and chips.
Fish and chips is how we have celebrated almost every major milestone. It's what we ate on our first date, when we got engaged, the day I got an agent, and when we bought our dream house. I'm a little in love with this old thatched cottage on the south coast, just over an hour from London, but a million miles from the city. Our only neighbours these days are sheep. Tonight, fish and chips was how I hoped we might celebrate my first New York Times bestseller, washed down with a bottle of champagne I've been saving for 5 years. My editor in America said she would call if it was good news, but it's nearly 9 p.m., 4 p.m. in New York, and she hasn't been in touch. Nobody has.
Heard anything?
Abby asks. I hear her turn on the windscreen wipers, and I picture the rain streaming down the glass like tears. Not yet.
Well, get off the phone or they won't be able to get through,
she says, and hangs up. Abby was supposed to be by my side when I got the call, but she's late home again. She loves what she does, working as an investigative journalist and finding good stories about bad people. Men, mostly. My wife's whole life has been mapped out by her moral compass and an insatiable desire to expose wrongdoing. But I worry about her upsetting someone she shouldn't. Abby has been receiving anonymous threats sent to the newspaper where she works. She's become so paranoid that she started recording all of her incoming calls, but she still won't quit. My wife tells stories that matter, trying to save the world from itself. I tell stories that matter to me. My books have always been a place to hide myself inside myself when the real world gets too loud. Marriage is made of a million beautiful and ugly moments, stitched together into a shared tapestry of memories, all of which are viewed and remembered slightly differently, like two people staring at the same painting from opposite ends of a room. I didn't believe in love when I was younger. There wasn't enough love to go around in our house when I was growing up, so I spent my childhood hiding inside books and dreaming of writing my own. Based on my parents' relationship, happily married was an oxymoron. So marriage was something else I didn't believe in. Until I met Abby. She changed the way I looked at the world, and she changed my mind about love. She made me feel things I didn't know I was capable of feeling, and I could never love anyone the way I love my wife. When we first got together, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. If I close my eyes and concentrate, I can still remember the first time she let me touch her. Her perfect face, the softness of her skin, the delicate floral scent of her shiny dark hair, the taste of her mouth, the way she gasped when I pushed myself inside her. We used to stay up all night, sometimes just to talk, to tell each other our stories. Keeping the spark alive when you've been married as long as we have isn't easy. I try, but what's important changes as we grow older. At least, I think it does. It has for me. What we have now is all I ever wanted. Columbo wanders into the room, wagging his tail as though he hasn't seen me for days, even though it's been less than 5 minutes since he fell asleep in the kitchen. He sits by my side and stares at the phone in my hand, as though he's waiting for it to ring too. I prefer dogs to humans. Dogs are loyal.